Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there, and greetings, dear radio friend, and Sounds of Faith family member. Amen. We like to consider you that. And welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith broadcast. And I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here, and glad to have you along with us, and praying that God will use the songs and the message to help you along life's way today. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Amen. And looking forward to a good day of thankfulness. And but I'm of the persuasion that we have the opportunity, and we have the duty to be thankful every day of the year, not just on the fourth Thursday of November. But we are thankful nonetheless. Amen. And we're going to hear from our little ones, our youth choir. This is our first grade through the sixth grade. And they're singing a song that my boys, and they got kids singing in this group, but my boys sang this song in the youth choir, amen, years ago. And I hope you'll enjoy this one. It says, "He's still working on me." Just true for the little ones, amen. Praise God, he's still got a few edges he needs to knock off of me, amen. But he is still working on us, and that is our little ones, amen. I like the way they sing out, don't you? I tell you what, no, it's not always on the right key all the time, but hey, we're like that sometime in the adult choir, amen. But I tell you what, they give it all they got, and I love it, amen. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith Baptist Church. That's just an example of some of the ministry we have here at Faith Baptist Church. We, I guess, other than missionaries, other than our missions a month, I guess we spend as much money on trying to raise young people for the glory of God as any church or I know of, and any other expense we have would have to be towards our young people. Of course, we cater to the entire family, You know, we want dad to be what dad ought to be. Mom needs to be what mom ought to be. Kids ought to be what kids ought to be. And then husbands and wives, you know, they ought to be what they ought to be. And we try to do that by preaching and by worship here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned fundamental church. Still preaches out of the King James Bible. Still got the old red back book and the song in the pews. Amen. And love to have you come and worship with us here any of the service. Now, tonight being Thanksgiving Eve here on Wednesday night, we'll be having a special praise service, I guess you would say. And that's that word praise service has been so misused and abused. I want to clarify what I'm saying is we always give our folk that want to. We'll have some young guys with microphones, and they'll go around all the sections of the church, and anybody that wants to stand up they'll complete this sentence: "This year I am thankful for," and they'll finish it. And it's a real special time, and you can be a part of that on this night night at 7 o'clock. And on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock is our Sunday school hour. Worship begins at 11. And then on the evening service at 6 o'clock p.m., we'd love to have you come and worship with us here at Faith Baptist Church, right on the corner of 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles there at the intersection of Highway 180, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. We'd love to have you come on down. And on a Sunday, you'll hear an orchestra number like this right here. And I hope you enjoy this one. It's Well With My Soul. Amen. Thank you. it is well with my soul. Amen. Our orchestra playing for you today. Amen. Well, in our truths for the day, for today, this week, we've been just basically giving you something from the Word of God that we're thankful for. And today, we've already said that we're thankful for God's wondrous works. We talked about that on Monday. And then yesterday, we are thankful for God's holiness. But how about let's give God thanks today for His presence? You know, the psalmist says that in Psalm 95 and verse number 2. It says, "Come, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving." Oh, listen, I can look back over my life, and I'm thankful for all the times in the past when God was there. Oh, today, I'm thankful that God is here. And boy, I'm thankful that there's never will be a time in the future that His presence will not be with us. He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So give Him thanks today for His presence. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your goodness to us, and we do thank You for Your presence with us here in this radio studio today. Lord, I'm asking You, God, forgive us for our sins. Thank You for Your blessings and for all that You've done. And I thank You for the opportunity we have to broadcast here on this radio station, on the internet, around the world, and here in America. I thank You, God, for the privilege we have to preach the gospel, to tell about Jesus as the only way to heaven. I thank You for that privilege today. I want to say thank You for our dear listening friends. I pray for them. I know they're busy, busy, busy today, trying to get ready for their family, I'm sure, to gather them together for Thanksgiving. And Lord, I pray that we'll be thankful for one another. I pray that we'll be thankful for Your presence in our life. I pray that we'll be thankful we've been redeemed from our sin. And I thank You, God, today for that which You've done for us. God, that which You're doing for us, and that what You may do in the future. God, we give You grace. We give You praise for Your grace that You brought to us. Now, Lord, I pray that You may bless the next couple songs and then the preached Word of God. I pray it to be so today that everyone will hear it and everyone will heed it according to Thy will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the good time of prayer here on the Sounds of Faith, and we are so glad that you are with us today. And we're going to play a special song here. I've got the schedule for tomorrow packed with good thankfulness songs, but I'm going to play a Thanksgiving song today. And boy, I tell you what, it just blesses my heart. And I tell you, we just had Miss Sue Thornburg's service just a few weeks ago, as in her homegoing. And of course, Brother Dwan, her husband, has been passed for a few years now, and I don't know if Gilda or Zoltan, the family, or Zoe and them are listening today. I have no idea, but I want to play old Brother Dwan Thornburg singing "Thanks to Calvary." Oh boy, I tell you, if there's anything we need to be thankful for, we'll be thankful for Calvary. Amen. I don't live here anymore. Brother Dwan Thornburg.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw the same old crowd I'd known before. And when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them. to Calvary
things are different
than before. And while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. And when I went back to the house where I used to live, my little boy ran and hid behind the door. I said, have no fear, you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live there anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't love you anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Amen. What a great job there. Amen. I forgot about the trio singing up in behind him. I know Miss Carolyn Parker Owens is who's in heaven also, and Miss Joanne Warlick is in heaven. I'm not sure who else was singing on that, but it was a blessing. Amen. Well, here's the choir. Miss Haley Mullinax is singing with them. Oh, my Savior's love.
I stand up.
I tell you what, I'm thankful for the Savior's love. Amen. Well, we've been reading Psalm 100 for the last few days, but I want to read you another passage out of the Psalms. We'll just go over a few Psalms to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, and we'll let the Word of God express itself right here. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgment of His mouth. Preaching on this thought this week of Thanksgiving, keeping the gratitude attitude, or keeping a thankful heart. We've expressed this throughout the last few days. We talked about how we ought to be in a habit of daily thanksgiving to God. Amen. Regular worship and church attendance enhances the attitude of gratitude. But I want you to give you a couple of them today, if I can, if my time will allow me. I want you to notice, I believe expressing gratitude to others reinforces the thankful heart. Others need to be encouraged by our thanks and what we need to say to them. I think it's good to say thank you to the waitress or waiter that waits on you in the restaurant. It's good to say thank you to your spouse every now and then for all the things that they do unto you. You know, remember when Jesus cleansed those 10 lepers? Remember that? And the Bible says that one of them came back and gave glory to God. Only one returned. What did Jesus say? Jesus asked, where is the nine? He was expecting someone to say thank you. I don't think that was boastful of the Lord, by no means. I don't think it was arrogant, because that's not in His nature as God. But I do believe it's good. I mean, you know, I don't expect people to pat me on the back. I don't expect people to, you know, but, you know, everybody has a sense about them. They want to feel like they've been appreciated. And you know what? Expressing gratitude to others is a very good way to show that. Mutual appreciation builds good, healthy relationships. It'll build in the families. It'll build in the churches. It'll even build in the schoolhouses. People that express gratitude to others. But I believe this right here. Sometimes we have to take the negative approach. And we have to refuse to grumble and complain. I believe we ought to refuse to grumble and to complain. Now, let's be truthful about everything. Let's just be real right here, okay? We all have something in your life or in your pathway today. Maybe at your job or maybe whatever. Maybe you're in traffic. We all have something we could complain about. We all wouldn't have to hunt too much or too far to find something to grumble about. But the point is to refuse to grumble, to refuse to complain. If we do that, this will help sustain us a thankful heart. I know in my own personal life, I can speak from experience that grumbling destroys the spirit of gratitude. If you're grumbling about what you don't have, then you're not thankful for what you do have. And I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times, the devil is notorious for shining a light on that one little thing that maybe God hasn't done, or maybe that one little prayer that God hasn't answered, and getting you to look at that without looking at all the thousands of things and all the hundreds of prayers that he has answered and the things he has given to us. You know, when I was in school, we talked about this on Monday. We always talked about the pilgrims and all that. You know, our pilgrim forefathers, they almost starved to death during the first year in America. You can find that in history books. In later years, at Thanksgiving, they would put 5 grains of corn on their plates to remind them of the hard times. You know, many, you know what we could do? It would do us good to take a little glimpse back when things wasn't as good, when things wasn't as plentiful, when things wasn't as bountiful. Oh, friend, listen to me. Don't give in to that grumbling spirit. It all festers inside of us every now and then. It festers in all of us. That complaining spirit, that thing, that saying what you don't like. Hey, praise God. Let's praise God for what we do. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on the I don't like. Hey, let's praise God for what we do. What we do have. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and be thankful for all things.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.